Kuntres Chov Beis Shvat. In this mimer, the mimer begins with the Pasuk of Parshas Mishpatim. These are the statutes, the Mishpatim, that you will place before them. And the first one it mentions is, if you will acquire an Eved Ivri, a Hebrew servant. The Talmud Yerushalmi says that this Pasuk is mentioning the secrets of the Torah. So this raises a question, since the term Mishpatim Dafka refers to the basic laws of the Torah, which the human mind can grasp, including nations of the world. The nations of the world can grasp the not to kill and not to steal. But this is not referring to the Torah's hidden secrets. Furthermore, what's the connection with acquiring an Eved Ivri, a Hebrew servant? So the defining element, that it goes on to explain, of a Hebrew servant, an Eved Ivri, is his acceptance of Kabbalah Israel, the yoke of servitude. The reason this appears at the beginning of the Torah's Mishpatim, which are the laws that are understood by the human mind, which is seemingly the opposite of Kabbalah Israel, is to hint that even when we fulfill the Torah's laws, which we understand, we must be fulfilling them as well out of Kabbalah Israel, like a servant who does what he's told without understanding. After all, the main thing about these laws is that they are the will of Hashem, and will is above reason and understanding. But didn't we just define the Mishpatim as the laws which our mind does understand? In fact, it's not a contradiction. Rebbe explains that our understanding of these laws and our fulfillment of them due to the reasons that we understand is also Hashem's will. Hashem's will is that we will understand these laws and fulfill them also based on this understanding. Also because Hashem's Kabbalah Israel to Hashem's will, and also because Hashem's will is that we'll understand them. This is why the verse continues with the acquisition of an Eved Ivri, a Hebrew servant, and not an Eved Knani, a Canaanite servant. Because an Eved Knani is a more complete servitude than an Eved Ivri, because an Eved Knani can be told to do anything, and his servitude is for his whole life, unless he's freed before then. Whereas a Hebrew servant serves for up to 6 years, and he cannot be told to do everything. So the Kabbalah's oil of a Eved Knani, seemingly, this is the main thing he has. All he does is he has a Kabbalah's oil to his master. Yet our verses, we're speaking about an Eved Ivri, who only served for 6 years, and as we said, cannot be burdened with every type of labor. So that it says, this is to teach us that we are meant to serve Hashem not only with Kabbalah's oil, which implies serving without pleasure or enthusiasm, both of which are derived from understanding, but rather to serve him in conjunction with our intellect and understanding, which add pleasure and enthusiasm. In other words, both Kabbalah's a servant, Kabbalah's oil, and understanding and intellect, which are pleasure and enthusiasm. So the Rebbe continues, the kinyan, the acquisition of the Eved Ivri, hints at acquiring the Torah that one learns, which is only possible when one understands the reasoning behind the laws he studies. It's not enough that the laws are placed before you. One is also obligated to acquire them by understanding the reasons behind them to such a degree that the Torah is then called by the name of the person who acquired it. And similarly, the Rebbe mentions the fact that the Psak Din of a person who is occupied with Torah needs to be according to his own understanding. And this could be a hint to what the Rebbe mentions in the Sicha of Parshas Mishpatim, that at the beginning of the nevuah of transforming swords into plowshares is due to a psak din of Rabbanim, that the time of the Geula has arrived. Now, the Torah, which is the will and wisdom of Hashem, to descend, to be enclosed in the human mind, is a tremendous descent for Hashem's will and wisdom, Rotzon v'chochma. So what you and I, or even the greatest Talmid Chacham, can understand is immeasurably distant from the truth of Hashem's wisdom. But guess what? The Rebbe explains that's the advantage, because even when Hashem's Torah descends to being clothed in human intellect, it still remains Hashem's Torah with all of its original loftiness. This means that when the person acquires it, he has caused a unification of his limited intellect with Hashem's infinite wisdom. The level of Yisov HaKush HaBricho Kul Echad, the Yidden and the Holy One, blessed be He, are all one. To unify such opposites requires a revelation of the Ein Ein Sof, which is even higher than Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which comes as a result of his laboring to acquire the Torah. The Rebbe points out that this is not the result of simply learning Torah in depth, but that once Torah is learned with a feeling and awareness that even as he is understanding the Torah, it is really, at the same time, the Torah of the world of Atzilus, which is truly beyond his comprehension. And the Rebbe says, the learning needs to be in a manner that it will be felt by him that the Torah which he is learning, even after it has become his own wisdom, is the Torah of Hashem, your Torah, which is in Atzilus. So this explains why the Yerushalmi says that our verse is referring to the secrets of the Torah, as the Rebbe explains, because in order that the Torah that the person learns and understands in his intellect, human intellect, there will be a feeling that this is the Torah of Hashem. This is via the revelation of the Neshama as it is in Atzilus, which occurs by learning Pnimis HaTorah, that through learning the inner dimension of the Torah, the inner dimension of the Neshama is revealed. So all the detailed explanations of the Maimer point to a common and Ge'ula Dika theme, the unification of these opposites, to maintain Kabbalah's oil without nullifying his existence, to acquire the Torah with his own intellect without obscuring the feeling that this is Hashem's Torah in Atzilus, to have pleasure in being Hashem's servant. All these opposites, this is the, so to speak, the secret of Ge'ula, as explained in many places in Chassidus. It's not simply the revelation of the unlimited Atzmus or Ensof, but rather that this infinite revelation occurs down in this limited world, in our limited human intellect. From this we can understand why at this point in history, when all the Avodah has been completed, the Rebbe tells us, and the direct path is learning about Mashiach and Ge'ula, why would that be the last thing? Because the goal is, in fact, that the infinite level of Torah should become unified with our limited human intellect, reaching the level of Yisrael v'kudosh b'ruch hu kol echad, the Yidden and the Holy One, blessed be He, are all one, which then affects the reality of the entire creation. And the Rebbe closes the Maimer by saying, by learning Torah in a way where the learning is with understanding and explanation, and together with this, it is with the bittul of a servant, of an eved, which requires learning Pnimis HaTorah. Through this, they will merit to the revelation of the Torah of Mashiach, Torah Chadasha, which will come from me in the true and complete Geul of Yom Mashiach Tzidkenu, speedily in our days, Mamish.